Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at http://voicerepublic.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Today is Thursday, December the 12th, and it is tea time with Ty. So in this hour, feel free to drink some tea, feel some tea, embrace the tea, and last but not least, we will learn to understand and love the tea. So tonight's show is Art of Transliness. All you need is the tea. And this is Ty West, your host, and my co-host is Anise for tonight, the American Express lesbian.
You know what, Ty? I'm going to let you have that one because we're on the air and I'm going to be polite. Hello, everyone, and that would be the American Express lesbian with the black card. Thank you. What's
all
up,
right,
baby?
All right.
How was your week?
Anise, honey, it's been good. Anise, it has been busy as heck. I'll say that.
I was getting ready to say, don't cuss. Don't get muted on your own show now.
I'm not, but it's been busy, and I've been missing your voice in the mornings because we don't have our morning
talk. Well,
that's
because you stopped calling me. You know, Ty, you used to wake me up every morning at 6:30 with my phone call, and you used to say good morning, and then just because I got a girlfriend, you stopped calling. You don't call anymore, you don't write, you don't text. I mean, just because I got a girlfriend.
Anise, if I recall, you told me the other day, do not inbox me. You need to email me because my inbox
is you were inboxing me with radio stuff. If you were inboxing me to say, hey, Anise, how you doing? What's going on? How's your life? I love you. I miss you. No, you inboxing me with radio stuff.
Oh, okay. I'll get better.
I'm going to need you to drink a gallon of Do Better juice. So what we got tonight, Todd? What we got? What do we have tonight, Ty?
Well, we do have two guests tonight. We have...
We have
two guests tonight, but before we get to the guests, tonight we're going to talk about the art of transliness, all you need is the tea. So one day I was checking my email and I got this article from... It was written by a guy off of Tumblr, and I really don't know this person. But he was talking about the art of transliness. And pretty much...
Now, wait, back up time. What is transliness for our listeners who may have just been tuning in? And so kind of give us a little edumacation.
How would you feel if I told you I don't really understand what the transliness part of that means? But... we're going to talk about that today. We're going to understand it together, all right?
I like that, okay.
Because it can mean different things to different people. So, I mean, seriously, it can. But in this article, he's specifically talking about how the T means everything to a person, or I won't just say the T, but being on hormones means everything to a person that is transgender. So, and he's talking about the fact that he is pre-T or pre-hormones, meaning he hasn't started on hormones at all. but he still identifies as male, and how he is sometimes ridiculed and discriminated against by other transgender individuals, mainly STM, that are have been on hormones for years. So, and he goes into different points about what it actually means and why it is or isn't important to him to be on hormone. So
it's almost like, okay, and I know that I'm probably going to make some people mad when I say this, but like with me, I always get, well, you're not black enough. So it's almost like if you're not doing hormones, you're not male enough or you're not female enough.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, I get that you're not black enough all the time. I'm like, okay, or you don't act black. The one that really gets me is you don't act black. Okay, how do you act a color?
Yeah.
So I totally get that. Well,
so
I think that we definitely need to talk about this.
Definitely.
Let's put it on the table. So we've got two guests, right?
Yes, we do.
I think we should bring our guests on the air.
I think so, too. The first guest is going to be Jaden Spann. And Jaden Tariq Spann, he was born and raised in Newark, New Jersey. I hope I said that correct. I'm from Texas, y'all. And at the age of 12, he relocated to New Jersey, where he graduated from Woodbridge High School in 2008. Jaden now resides in Columbia, South Carolina. He has a natural talent for photography, videography, video editing, and marketing, which he has used to help his church and build his own business. He has also been accepted to the Art Institute and has a desire to learn all he can about everything in his field. He educates those in the LGBTQIA community and letting them know that there is more besides the beginning part of the acronym and also those outside of the community. So, Mr. Jaden, how's it going tonight?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Hello, Jaden. Thank you for joining us.
No problem. And you said it right. It's Newark.
Yeah, I did.
It sounds kind of like New York, but yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Well, I have our next guest, and I hope I'm going to pronounce her name correctly. Araya? Did I say that right?
That's right.
Yay! Okay, so we've also got Araya Lester who's joining us tonight. And Araya is a speaker, author, and educator. She's a trans woman of color from New York, and she has been a Miami-Dade resident since 2005. Ty, I think we need to take a trip to Miami and see Araya because it's cold here. Araya is currently the chair. I'm talking, Ty. How are you going to talk when I talk?
Okay.
Did I interrupt you?
Nope.
Okay. Araya is the current chair for the State of Florida Health Department's Transgender Work Group, and she's also a member of the Miami-Dade HIV-AIDS Partnership Prevention Committee and County Trans Work Group. Wow. And she took the time out tonight to speak with us. So, you know, she's put in a long day, and now she's doing a radio interview. So I just have to say thank you for that before I finish the rest of your bio. Let's see. She's also a sitting member on the National Alliance of State and Territorial AIDS Directors, NASTAD, and let's see, for the Transgender Networking Group. And this year, she opened the Trans Miami Center, as well as continuing the network of her National Alliance of Transgender Advocates and Leaders, NATAL, N-A-T-A-L.
Wow.
So, wow. Okay, my hat's go off to you. So, thank you, Araya, for joining us.
Wow.
Ty, you did good in getting our guest tonight, baby. You did good.
I did. I worked hard.
I might have to raise your pay to a penny.
I can get a glass of milk now.
Well, thank you for having me. Thank you. Yes, it has been quite a busy day, and I'm so happy we only got one more to go before the glorious weekend. So, you know, it's a good evening, and it's a real honor to be with other trans leaders that have been doing work that's been shown nationally.
Oh, thank you, Araya. Also, I did have the pleasure of meeting Araya September in New York.
Oh, when you went to the conference?
Yeah, the workshop.
The one that you didn't, you went up there and you didn't talk to me for like 10 days for that one?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
That
okay.
One.
Yeah, that conference. The one where you just stopped talking to me. I remember that conference.
Well, I want to start with Jaden because I have a couple of questions and I want the audience to get to know you. Mr. Jaden, are you currently taking hormones at the moment?
No, I'm not.
So you are pretty.
Yeah.
Can you just give them a little bit of your experience, you know, dealing with the community and the pressure of not taking hormones versus taking hormones?
Just my experience, me only have to say this, is that I was very careful. I know that I wanted to be on T, but I don't, like, I just don't hop on and be like, okay, I'm transgender, now I have to take T. I did about 2 years' worth of research on testosterone in general before I even considered it. I'm just very iffy about my body like that, about what I am putting in it. It's not just what T is, what Advil, Tylenol, you know, just
with
anything in general.
Yeah,
yeah. And I did a lot of research before I even considered taking or even thinking about going to a doctor to start. In this process, I've heard a lot of things from a lot of different people. Just like you said about the email or the messages on Tumblr, people would say, you know, oh, you're not trans because you don't have surgery. You're not trans because you're not on T. Your voice isn't deep enough. You're not doing this or you're not doing that. But the last time I checked, there was no rule book to it.
Thank you.
So.
Hello. It's funny
it's
you say
like
that you did 2 years of research on T because I actually did quite a bit of research before I started taking T. And I had the same reservations as you did about taking it, but I eventually did start. All right, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
But, I did research, and I do have my letter. Not my letter, but I do have my prescription to start T. But even now, it's like no hating on anybody that doesn't want to start. That's your own journey. I can't tell you how you feel. You're yourself. You're your own person. I'm not going to say you're not trans if you don't want to start. If you want to be pretty all your life, you're still trans to me. If that's how you are, I want to identify.
All right. Now, you know, in society, people that aren't transgender, some people feel that you're not a quote-unquote real man or real woman if you haven't taking hormones. Do you feel that some trans guys or some guys in the community feel that you're not a real man because you haven't started on T and don't desire to start taking T?
No, I don't feel it. Like, in that sense, I could throw it back on them. Like, other people in the world could come back on, you know, trans men that take hormones and say, you're not a real man because you have to take hormones. Like, so in a sense, like, why are you hating, or not hating, but why are you coming back to me with such, not even hate, but why do you care if I don't take tea? It's not benefiting you nor hurting you in either way. It's my choice and my decision. If you want to know why I don't, I could tell you. But
okay.
I feel like you should want to learn, not to say, you know, this will make everything better because it doesn't. In some cases,
exactly.
It can make things worse.
Exactly. And that
it could be a financial problem or anything, but you don't care to learn. You just think that this is going to be, you know, the pill or the cream or the patch or the needle to make everything better when it's not. And I'm magical, you know, fixer-upper.
I do agree. It's funny you say that about being magical, because that was one of the guy's first top reasons, is saying that he isn't magical. A lot of people think that starting testosterone hormones, specifically for the men, that you will automatically have more muscles, your voice is going to lower, you're going to have more hair, facial hair or body hair, and honestly, that is not true. It is very individual. Like for me, I don't have a lot of facial hair. And you see a lot of guys that have a Rick Ross beard, but there are a lot of differences, and you just don't know when you start T. So like you said, Jamie, T is not this magical fixer-upper. And the other point you made was that everyone can't access it. You know, as far as money, health care, you know, it can be various reasons, but everyone cannot access hormones.
And to that extent, I see people that, you know, get tea from other friends, share needles, share tea, get it online, and it becomes unsafe because of certain people that come to them and say, you need to be on tea to be trans. So they do it by any means necessary.
Yeah. And that's the sad part about it. I mean, you know, there's a black market for it too. I used to hear about that when I first started. But, you know, I'm glad that I did do the research, and I'm glad that I waited.
Likewise. So.
So have you, go ahead, Anise, I'm sorry.
Oh, I wanted to talk to Araya a little bit.
Sure.
Okay, so Araya, you know, we're hearing from the men. Talk to us a moment about, you know, your experience as, you know, transitioning into a trans woman. You know, what are you currently on hormones, or where are you with your journey?
Well, currently at the moment, I have a prescription for hormones inside of one of my purses in my bedroom, and I haven't been able to fill the prescription. I think within the past 3 years, maybe I've had maybe about 3 to 4 shots, which isn't much. And throughout my whole transition, it's pretty much been that way. It's just been on and off because of circumstance or availability of being on and off hormones, and I've seen both sides of the spectrum, which is in a different light also in the time that I spent in New York where I first transitioned, and down here in Florida, in Miami, where, you know, I am currently in dealing with the same type of in-community stigma that is being talked about right now from the trans community.
So do you think that it's interesting that you mentioned the different geographic regions, because I did a show with Eli, and he's in D.C., and, you know, we were talking about privilege. And the thing about privilege is it transcends geographical regions. So do you think that when it comes to, you know, say I don't want to call it discrimination, but in a sense it is. You know, do you think that it was more accepting in New York when you know, whatever stage of transition you were in was better accepted in New York as opposed to being, because Miami is really like, it's South, but it's not. And Miami is kind of its own culture.
It is its own culture.
Yeah, that's true. The things that, you know what, it's the same type of stigma, but it's approached in a different way. When I was in New York, there's a big ball community. You know, the ballroom scene is really prevalent.
Yes.
Within the LGBT community. And, you know, for our listeners that are familiar with that, you have different categories that different individuals fall into that they can compete for, you know, towards trophies, awards, and or money. And when it comes to transgender type of categories, you have, like, one, for example, is Witch Queen in drag. And then you have one that's called Fem Queen. And these two things pretty much are designated by if a person is on hormones or not. So, you know, to get to that actual M queen status is almost the same thing as, you know, having that transness that we're talking about right now. And down here in Miami, it's a whole different thing because you have plastic surgery being so prevalent within the culture here, you know, not even within the LGBT world, but just, you know, prevalent for all of the communities here in South Florida. If you don't have some type of augmentation, you know, and or hormone use, then you're looked at as less than trans. But, you know, this is a topic I've been wanting to talk about for a long time because I think it's an instance to where we take the gender binary system and we take it within our transgendered world when our transgendered world is something that supersedes the gender binary system anyway.
Exactly. Well, it's needed.
Yes, I totally agree with that.
I totally agree.
And, you know, because that when we talk about, and I think that we do this, I've seen this so much in all of our communities, it's almost like we have become so polarized in a sense that, you know, that we forget that we are all a minority. And, you know, so when we start to, like I tell my children, when we start to eat each other, when we start to eat our young, you know, then it's like you have to stop and question, you know, what are we really doing? What message are we sending? And, you know, and more importantly, why are we doing this? You know, why do we feel that we have to attack each other? Why do we feel that, you know, if someone does or does not take hormones, it negates their I guess their state of it's not a state of trans, but it's their, and I don't like the word transliness either. Ty, help me. I don't know what word I want to use here.
Well, the whole
and I'm the wordsmith.
Is derogatory. The whole concept is derogatory. So the only words that you can get from it, you know, to describe it in just one word will, in a sense, be derogatory in of itself just because of the meaning behind of what we're doing as a community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, and I just, that bothers me so much. You know, when I launched the show Transgender Thursdays, I got so much flack. I got so much flack from a community that I, you know, I was expecting to be like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm so glad that you're doing this. You know, how can we help you? But instead I got a lot of the, okay, well, why do you need to devote a whole week out of 7 days to do this? And I was like, wow. You know, so that's why we have to keep talking about it.
I feel like certain people that say, you know, you're not on hormones, you're not man enough, you're not woman enough, in a sense they're saying that, you know, that for them, this makes them a man. They're higher up than people that are not on hormones.
Yeah.
To divide. When in a sense, it should not be a dividing border that I'm on hormones or you're not, or vice versa, that you should still have love and still educate and still be there no matter hormones or not.
And
sorry.
When I was at the workshop in September in New York with the trans leaders and advocates, that was like my first time really being in a room, in a space with transgender individuals where we were all different from A to Z. Like, you saw diversity, I mean, in its rarest form. I mean, you saw feminine men, gender queer, very masculine men. You saw, I mean, and even from the whole spectrum of the trans women side, I mean, there was just a lot of diversity there. But that was only in that particular space. When you get out into our local areas in the transgender community, there is still that dividing line. And I'm speaking from the man's side for a second here. everybody wants to be as masculine as you can be. And we forget about the fact that every man, every cisgendered male is not masculine. You have feminine men to extremely masculine men. But in the trans community, we also have very feminine men, but they get shunned away. And most of the time, the more feminine men may or may not be preety. It just depends. Some of them are on hormones, but they're just more feminine. But there is that, I guess, kind of like discrimination a little bit in the community where those guys don't want to be associated with those guys. There's not a lot of unity. So this topic here really hits home because I get to see it from all perspectives.
Yeah, I agree as well. I see it as two layers, actually. The first layer is an education component, you know, of actually knowing the true definition of what it means for a person to be transgendered, as opposed to what the definition is of a person who identifies as a transsexual. You know, a transgendered person may not be a person that is actually transitioning from one side of the gender spectrum and taking a ride to the other side, you know, or type of thing with a destination in mind. It's everyone that's in between, you know, those two points of male and female. Now, when you have transsexuals, now, that's a whole different thing, but in the sense, it still isn't all about the destination. You know, it's not about a person actually taking a ride from being male and becoming female, or taking a ride from being, you know, assigned at birth as female and becoming male. You know, it's about an identity that you have, which is internal, which has nothing to do with your external attributes, but yet we as a transgender community take that hate and that prejudice that we get from gender norms, you know, and just male and female, and we translate that within our own community, you know, and it's a kind of way of passing on that stigma, in a sense.
I couldn't have said it better.
You know, Araya, that sums it up perfectly. And, you know, we take it in and we pass it on. And the sad thing about when you pass something like that on, it doesn't just stop in the current generation. It spills over into the generations that are coming behind us because they're watching. You know, the younger people who are transitioning, even though we don't think they're watching, they're watching. They're watching how we treat each other, how we support each other. You know, and I think that as leaders, and that's what all of us on this call are tonight, we're leaders in our own sense. And I think that we have a deeper obligation to build bridges. So we've got to go to commercial break because we've got to pay the bills. I tried to get Ty to cover all the bills for the entire network this month, but you know, for some reason, he just didn't feel like washing dishes at Popeyes this week.
No,
so,
not this week, Denise. Not this week. Next week.
Well, next week I was going to have you at McDonald's doing fries.
Oh.
I mean, you know,
I'm
Ty,
not
you,
even
you got it. You got
I'm not even
going to
comment on it.
Financial weight. But since Ty is not pulling his share of the financial weight, I had to go get us a wonderful airtime sponsor. So we are going to take a pause for our commercial break right now, and I'm going to tell you about our wonderful airtime sponsor and some other great opportunities that we've got on Back to Us Radio Network. So here we go. Our airtime is provided 100% by Kappa Omega Omicron Fraternity. They cover all of the airtime costs so that, you know, Ty and I and all of the other hosts on Back to Us Radio really can focus on putting together quality shows and finding guests so that we can bring you conversations like this. And so a huge thank you to Kappa Omega Omicron. And you can see a link for them on the if you're watching us on a computer right now, you can see them on the scrolling screen. And also if you go to our Back to Us Radio fan page, you can find a link to them there. And they also have a fundraising program that ends, I think, this week. And it's for the Omicron Christmas, where they sponsor toys for children. So they're asking everyone to donate just $5. So, again, Kappa Omega Omicron. And also, I have to give a very huge kudos and shout-out to Inverse Technologies, because we now have a website. Ty, did you see the website?
I have seen the website.
You've seen the website? Oh, my gosh. Oh my
yes.
Gosh, I'm so excited.
I've seen the website.
Because, you know, usually you ignore me when I ask you stuff. You know, you're a typical man. I ask for something, you ignore me. I ask again, you ignore me. And then finally, by the third time, I'm like, just go look. But I'm so happy. So what do you think about our website? You love it? Well, that was developed by a company called Inverse Technologies. And, guys, what I love about Inverse Technologies is, even though they are an offshore company, they have been the most responsive, the easiest company that I have ever worked with. And this is the second website that we've done in 2 months. So, I mean, they have just, they've been amazing. They took our first website, they cleaned it up, and they got us to the point where we are now. And we also have ads for all of you. We have discounts with ProFlower, so if you're dating someone and you want to send that special honey or boo thing, some flowers, you can go to the Back to Us Radio Network and you can click on the link and you can send them for $19.99. I think I remember to put that coupon up. Also, there's going to be a Super Sunday Macy's Pass on our website that gives you 15% off. So we've got partnerships with all of these companies that you do business with every day. We've got Amazon.com. We've got eBay. We've got Monster.com that I have not put their ad up yet. We've got Indeed.com. So we've got a full resource area, guys. So if you are a blogger that, and you know you write, or if you know someone who writes different articles, send them to me, because we are always in need of new blogs. And, you know, and what we do is we match those blogs with some of our discounts. So it's a great way to get discounts. You don't have to do anything. You just click on it and you get the discount. All right. And let's see, Ty, do we have anything with our trend, with the Black Trans Men group?
Yes, we do. Black Trans Men, Inc. We'll be having a conference April 30th through May the 3rd, 2014, Dallas, Texas. I believe it's the DoubleTree Hotel, but all the information is going to be on www.blacktransmen.org. Or you can contact me directly on Facebook. That's Mr. Ty West, and I will definitely give you more information about that.
And, Ty, I know that you didn't know this, but I had also cross-posted the Black Trans Men Call for Papers into the Back to Us Radio fan page.
You are awesome.
And I'm going to put it on the website, too.
You're awesome. You're awesome.
Even though I have a Black AMX lesbian card?
Okay. Yes.
I love you. All right, so Araya, do you have any news for the trans community that you, because I know that you're like everywhere, so I don't want us to miss any resources.
Oh, but wait, I have to say this, because if I don't, Creating a Change, because this is coming up very soon.
Oh, that's right, that's in January.
Yes, Creating the Change, Creating Change will be in Houston, Texas, the Hilton Americas Hotel, downtown Houston. And it's going to be, now this is the killer, it is going to be the last week in January. So it's going to be from the Wednesday to the Sunday. I'm trying to get a date, y'all. Don't kill me, please.
Well, what we can do, Ty, is we can also post that in our Back to Us Radio fan page. So
yes.
I'm actually going to put that
January
ownership on you if you would be
February.
So kind.
Yes, ma'am.
Will you post that for me, please?
Because,
you know, I'm running away this weekend. I'm going to Boston.
You are.
I am. Okay, so that concludes our commercial break. So let's go back to our wonderful guest. And we've got about 20 more minutes. So how do we want to flow for our last 20, Ty? Do we want to continue? I think we should continue with our conversation. We do have some callers. But I don't, no one, callers, if you want to ask our guest a question, if you'll just press 1, and that way I can pull you out of the listening queue and put you into the call queue. But if you want to keep listening, that's fine, too. You don't have to press 1. You can just keep listening. But if you do want to ask our guest questions, you can press 1, and I'll bring you in. So, all right, Ty, it's your show, baby. How do you want to flow?
I think we should continue on with the conversation because I mean, I'm been on the male side, and I'm really interested in hearing a little bit about what the trans woman goes through when she's not on hormones. It's just a lot of stuff in the trans women community that I don't understand. Araya.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's go back with Araya.
I'm here, and yeah, that is a whole lot, Ty. It's a whole lot that we go through being off and on hormones, especially when you have been on a roller coaster ride, as I have been. You know, it shouldn't be that dissimilar to, you know, a trans man being on testosterone as far as your hormone levels really changing, you know, yourself a little bit psychologically, in a sense. And so it does come with a lot of stress, especially when that stress is compacted from outside of you within your own community. For, you know, if your breasts are still, you know, blooming, or if they seem to be deflating because you haven't been taking a shot in so many months, and then, you know, you're back to stuffing your bra again. So, you know, it's really a complicated personal process, but, you know, the issue is that shouldn't take it away from how you identify, you know, because identifying as a certain gender we already know it has nothing to do with what your body actually has physically. So, you know, it's really hard to come into a community, and especially when you're a community advocate and you're trying to work for the community, and they may not feel like that you are the face of the community because you don't have a C-cup implant.
Wow. I want to go back to something you said about the psychological changes. There are a lot of people that express that they, you know, once they start hormones, they feel better, they feel good, you know, they're not angry as much, they're not as depressed as much. And that may be for some people. For me, when I started hormones, I kind of felt a little bit more depressed than before. Because you start having changes that occur to part of your body, but then there's other parts of your body that won't change unless you have surgery. And I just think that conflict there, it made it even worse for me. So
And that's
one of the topics that the guy of this article talks about is, people think that once you start hormones that you won't be depressed anymore. But he says that if you already suffer from some type of depression, hormones is not going to make that better. Like, you really need to address what's going on with you mentally and emotionally before you even start on hormones. And The reason why I want to bring that up is because you'll see a lot of times, and I've seen it on Facebook, where there will be people that will post about, guys that will post about being depressed and sad and angry and this and that. You know, I want to start on T, I want to do this and that. But I often wonder, and I often want to say to them that, hey, maybe you should really be talking to a counselor or a therapist or a mental health provider before you really start on tea, because tea is not going to change everything, or hormones, whether it's a male or female.
You know what?
It's
kind of like, you know, they expect it to be like one of the pills from the Matrix, right? Where you take it and you know, all of a sudden the whole world is going to change for you, right?
Yes. 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 And you know, dang, you're exactly right. I can't say anything about that one.
You know, as we're getting ready to wrap up our show, I always like to leave our listeners with resources. And Ty, I know that you and I didn't talk about this or plan this, but do we have any therapists that, you know, that we've worked with that we are comfortable endorsing? That we're comfortable endorsing, like right now on the spot, or is that something that we need to kind of take off the air and do?
Let's take that one off the air and
okay.
Unless you know someone right now.
Well, I know for the Atlanta area, I would absolutely recommend Dr. Ranelle Massey. And the last name is Massey. Ren is absolutely phenomenal. I've worked with Ren in the past, and, you know, he's been phenomenal. So, you know, if you're looking for a counselor and you're in the Atlanta area, Ranelle Massey. Jaden, I don't know if you have any resources in South Carolina that you would feel comfortable recommending.
No, but I did, as far as therapist-wise, I do have a therapist I talked to who's actually in Florida. We do the whole, you know, Skype phone call and everything.
Okay.
And the website, I can give a website, and her name is Ann Currier. I hope I'm saying it right. I always mess up her last name. But it's Dr. David Barker. Hargrove.com. So Dr. David Baker, BakerHargrove.com. And, you know, everybody I talk to with their services have been very nice and just kind overall. Even though I call sometimes with attitude, they're still nice, you know, very professional.
And, guys, what we'll also do is we will make a list of these resources for you and we'll post it in our Back to Us page under Ty Spills the Tea.
Awesome. Awesome. Like I said, I don't have any right offhand, but
okay.
I will definitely get back with you on those resources because we do have quite a few of them here in Houston, Texas. So I definitely want to put those out there.
Yeah, you know, and I think a lot of times, you know, because in the other shows that we've done similar to this, a lot of times people want to reach out to a counselor, but, you know, when you are going through a book and you're looking at all these counselors and all their credentials, it kind of gets a little overwhelming because you can't really tell how supportive that person's going to be to you based
mm-hmm.
on, you know, just because they've checked a box on an insurance form that says I can treat, you know, trans, you know, people who are trans, or I can treat LGBTQ, or, you know, just because they have that check doesn't always mean that they completely understand it.
Yes, and you're right, because I did a presentation for an LPC association, and it was pretty much a basic trans 101. And you'd be amazed at how many people who deal with lesbian, gays, and bisexuals but have no idea or understanding of the transgender community.
Exactly. Yeah.
And there are a lot of them out there that honestly don't even agree with it, to be perfectly honest with you. They don't agree with you, and they will not accept or treat anyone that is transgender, and that's really sad.
I think that we definitely need to talk about healthcare and transgender. That needs to be a topic that we've got to talk about, Ty, because our trans sisters and brothers are dying at rates almost double that of the regular population because, you know, access to health care doors are being closed. So we got to talk about it. All right, so I want to give our guests the opportunity to leave us with words of wisdom that, you know, may help someone who is on this journey right now. So, Araya, I'm going to start with you because I always believe in ladies first.
Perfect. The thing that I want to leave everyone with I've gone through quite a struggle in life. And, you know, one thing is don't depend on that matrix pill. that's the one point. The second point would be to realize that no one is really actually able to help you on this transition besides yourself. So, you know, you have to find the strength in yourself, the solidarity in yourself, and the center of self in order to truly transition throughout life, not transition throughout the gender spectrum, but transition into happiness and in and out of life, that, you know, you have to find that faith within yourself because, as we see, a lot of resources, programs, education is backing for us. So if you don't fight, no one is going to fight for you.
I like that.
Yeah, love it.
Dayton, what do you have for us?
Well, in closing out, for me, life is a transition. Whether you decide to take tea, take estrogen, whatever it may be, life is a transition. Do not, from my personal opinion, get yourself together. Get your mental, get your finances, because it's more than just physical changes. It's also emotional. And if you're not ready to jump into the emotional, it's like jumping into the unknown. You don't know what you're getting into. Nobody, they could tell you what they went through, but you don't know what you will go through. Take the time, in my words, just get yourself together and mentally, physically, you know, everything you can do, get yourself together before you take this journey and research. To me, transition is like the phoenix, you know. Life is like a phoenix. Take the time, learn you.
The phoenix rising.
Yes.
I love that analogy. Well, Araya and Jaden, thank you all so much for joining us tonight. Ty and I are going to recap, so y'all are welcome to hang out and listen in, or you can, you know, go on and grab a glass of wine and get ready for Scandal.
That's why you rush it. That is why I knew it was a reason. It's that thing on Scandal.
It's Thursday night. And the
Don't worry.
Finale.
I'm going to let you make it tonight with Scandal. But thank you guys so much for coming on. Thank you. I really, really appreciate it.
You're not going anywhere, so just pump your brakes.
I'm just thanking them.
Oh, okay. All right. You done thanking them?
Yes.
You want to thank them again? No, guys, seriously, we really do appreciate you, especially after working all day and giving us, you know, just an hour of your time. It's huge because, you know, your voice may be the voice that somebody who is at the end of his or her rope needs to just know that all I got to do is just tie a knot and hold on.
Yeah.
So I thank you for giving us your time tonight.
You're very welcome.
No problem. Anytime.
All right.
Yes, Anise.
Hey, honey.
I know, you just wanted me all to yourself, didn't you?
I know. I just always want you all to myself because I'm greedy like that. Okay, so this was an amazing show. This was really good, Ty.
Well, thank you. We just touched on a little bit of some of the things that go on in the in our community, and especially in particular the transgender community, and hoping that we can make a change to bring more unity within our community. I promise I did not set that up to rhyme. Just bear with me.
You just do that all the time. But no, but you know, Ty, I have to give you so much credit because, you know, when you and I met, and, you know, to this day, I don't even know how we met. all I know is that when I met you, I was, you know, I was searching for people to who were willing, you know, who were involved in the community, who were willing to do a, you know, I think I told you, I said, I just need an hour of your time a month. I said, if you'll just give me 60 minutes, you know, I just want to be able to put a voice to the struggle so that we can really bring change to a community. And, you know, and honestly, Ty, I didn't have a whole lot of experience being around, you know, I can honestly say that in my circle of friends, I didn't have a whole lot of transgender friends. I had, you know, I think I had two transgender women as friends, but they were older. They were in their 60s. So, you know, their journey was a lot different than, say, the journey of someone who's transitioning in their 20s or 30s. You know, and so I was really looking for that voice. And until, you know, you and I started to talk, I never had the opportunity to sit down and talk to a trans man. And, you know, you've just always been so open and so warm and inviting and, you know, just allowing not only me but our listeners the opportunity to understand and to, you know, just really embrace this journey and to find out, you know, how can we really support our trans brothers and sisters? Because that, you know, that's going into 2014, and this is actually your last show for this year, Ty. Wow.
Wow.
I know, right? So as we go into 2014.
But you know what? We're going to have to start. We have to start within our community. We have to.
You know, that I was, the charge that I want to leave you with is how can we all find a way to be more inclusive? You know, what does that look like? When we're building this community, when we're putting these resources out there, what does that level of inclusiveness, what does that look like? Because I don't want to live 2014 the way that we lived 2013. I want us to be building bridges to a better community. I want us to be more inclusive. I want us to be more supportive. And I know that it can happen. We just have to find a way to work together to get there.
Well, Anissa, I will say that you've done a great job being more inclusive. You've done an awesome job.
I tell you, you know, I took a lot of heat for it.
You did. It paid off.
I did.
Though.
I took a lot of heat. I mean, I had people unlike our Facebook page because I did Transgender Thursdays.
Are you serious?
Yeah. You know, but at the end of the day, I'm going to support every single letter of LGBTQ because there are five letters of LGBTQ, and I'm just not going to represent two of them.
Which ones are you representing?
I'm representing L. Thank you, Ty. Thank you for that clarification, Ty. You know, just in case anybody was wondering, I'm a lesbian. I love being a lesbian. Or as Ty calls me, you lesbian you. Yes. All right, so guys, I'm going to close us out tonight. Ty, who do you want me? Okay, so we've got some options to close out with song.
I like the one
you
played
first.
Do you want
me to pick again?
Or
do you
want to
hear the whole song?
Yeah, let's give him the whole song. You can sit some line on that one.
Or do we want to do? Oh wait, Ty. Okay, hold on. This is a song that we can either go traveling through time or we can go breathe in.
I remember Breathe In. Let's go with Breathe In.
You want Breathe In or you want Traveling Through Time?
I want
Which one?
Breathe In.
You want Breathe In? You want to breathe? Okay. All right, so guys, we're going to leave you with Boom Clack and Be Steady out of D.C., and this is Breathe In. This is Anise and Ty for Transgender Thursday, and this is Ty's last show of 2013. So we'll see you in 2014, everyone. We love you.
Love you.
Hi. Tell them we love them.
We love you.
Okay, thank you.
You have been listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at http://voicerepublic.com.